We'll begin this morning.
我们今天开始上午的课。
Begin with a word of prayer.
我们先做一个开始的祷告。
Oh, blessed God and Father, how we thank you for your grace and goodness to us.
我们在天上的父，我们如此感恩，为了您的恩典，我们献上感恩。
We thank you for the truth of your word.
我们要谢谢您，为了您话语里的真理。
Lord, this morning we ask that you would feed us from your word.
今天上午盼望您借着话语喂养我们。
Lord, we have a need of that heavenly food to strengthen our spirits.
父啊，我们有从天来的需要啊，用求您用灵粮喂养我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that by the Holy Spirit you would teach us truth.
父啊，求您借着圣灵教导我们真理。
And Lord, we trust, we know that He is the Spirit of truth.
因为我们知道，我们也相信他就是真理的圣灵。
And He promised that He would guide us into all truth.
他也应许带领我们进入一切的真理。
So Lord, we come to your throne of grace today with humble hearts, teachable hearts.
父啊，我们今天来到施恩宝座前，带着谦卑的心，受教的心。
Lord, we pray that you would soften our hearts even more so that we might receive that word.
父啊，我们祷告，求您继续的软化我们的心，让我们能够得着更多。
Now Lord, we pray a blessing upon each of us here today. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
求您祝福我们今天来的每一位，祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Well, let's go again to John chapter 10.
我们继续来到约翰福音的十章。
We have spent some time in John chapter 10. It's a beautiful chapter.
我们已经花了很多的时间在约翰福音的十章，因为这一章真的是个很美好的一个章。
It's been revealing the good shepherd to us.
因为这个启示给我们就是好牧人呢，耶稣是好牧人。
And he's the good shepherd that lay down his life for the sheep.
他是好牧人，把他的生命喂羊舍了。
And he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out.
他用叫羊的名一个一个叫他们，把他们带出来。
And they follow him.
他们也跟随他。
And he says, I give to them eternal life, and they will never perish.
然后他说，我把永恒的生命给他们，他们就永不灭亡。
And so the Lord, it's the Lord Jesus Himself that gives that eternal life to His own sheep.
所以是主耶稣自己呢，把他自己的生命。永恒的生命给到了这些羊。
Now we've been looking at that eternal life, and the question has arisen: Can I lose that eternal life?
所以我们从前一周开始，我们一直在看这个问题：这样的永恒的永生会丢失吗
？In other words, is there anything that can happen to me, or anything that I can do that will?That I might lose that eternal life.
或者我碰到什么事情，或者我做了什么事情，会让我丢失永生。
That somehow circumstances or something might come in, and I might not be in heaven.
那也许有一些事情会发生，有一些环境里会改变，然后让我感觉我可能得不着永生，去不了天堂了。
Everyone.At different times, has those thoughts that cross their mind.
所以每一个人在不同的时间呢，都可能会有这样的想法。
And so we've been spending some time on the eternal security of the believer.
所以我们花了不少的时间在讲永恒的确据，基督徒永恒的确据。
Now, what I mean by the believer.Is not someone that just believes with their mind, but believes in their heart.
所以我们在这里讲到的信呢，不是在他的脑子里的信，而是在他心里的信和接受。
In other words, the truth of God has not just come into their mind so that they understand it like anything else in the world.
所以真理呢，不但是进到他的理性层面、思想里。 让他觉得这个是有道理。
Because God's word is a spiritual word.
因为神的话是属灵的话。
The Lord Jesus said, "My words are spirit and life."
耶稣说呢，我的话就是灵啊，就是生命。
Now you read a newspaper and you can believe what the writer says, or you can not believe what it says. It doesn't matter.
就像今天你打开报纸，你可以相信这个记者说的，也可以不相信他说的。这个对你来说没有那么重要的意义。
But God's words, as we recorded in the Bible, they are spirit and they are life.
但是神的话呢，就像圣经里说的，它是灵啊，它是生命。
The word is compared to a seed.
这个话呢，经常会比成一个种子。
And a seed has a little bit of life in it, a latent life.
所以种子里我们都知道呢，其实是有生命，是隐藏的、蛰伏的生命。
And when you get the right conditions for a seed, that latent life becomes an active life.
所以只要环境条件合适呢，这样蛰伏的生命它就能够变成活跃的生命，发芽了。
A water, sunshine, good soil, those are the requirements for a seed to germinate.
那一个种子发芽需要水、阳光、合适的土壤。
And so the word of God is a living word. There's a latent life in the word.
同样的道理，神的话也是像一个种子，它里面是有蛰伏的生命的。
That's because it's true.
因为它是真的嘛。
It's the truth, right? Come from God, who made the heavens and the earth by His word.
啊，因为这个是从神来的真理。这神呢，就是创造，借着他的话语创造万有的。
God spoke, the worlds came into being.
因为神说有，就有了，全地就都有了。
He spoke, and creatures became living creatures.
他说了呢，万物就都造出来了。
So it's not only a word of power, it's a life-giving power.
所以它不但是一个有力量的话语啊。它更是一个给生命的话语。
And so is His word to us.
所以他对我们的话语也是同样的。
The word, if we receive the word into our hearts by faith, that's the right condition for it to sprout. And then what happens? A person is born again.
所以当我们用我们的心呢，把这个话语接到我心里，那。就会发生一件事情，他这个种子呢就种下了，他接受这种子的这人呢就重生了。
The comparison is given that as a seed germinates in the soil with the right conditions, so the seed of the Word of God germinates and brings eternal life.
同样像一个种子在地里最终会发芽生长一样，神的话呢一旦进到我们心里。也会发芽，最终带来永生。
That's why in John 5:24 we find it says, "He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life."
就像约翰福音5:24说，就是那一切信我的、听我话的，又信差我来者的，就不至灭亡。
The conditions
反而得永生了。
The conditions have been met.
只要条件合适就可以了。
And so the person is born again.
这人就重生了。
Now that's what I mean by a believer. Someone who has truly believed. Not just received the ideas of the gospel in the mind.
所以我们刚才花时间解释的就是信基督徒信徒是什么意思。不是简单的在脑子里觉得他有道理的这样的人。而是把这个话接到心里去的。
So they not only being born again, they have received a new nature.And that nature is the very life of God.
所以他借着这话语接到心里，他重生以后呢，他就得到了一个新的生命，新的我是从神的本性来的。
And so that's from one aspect. The other, of course, is that the sin, the past sins, have all been forgiven, and the believer is justified completely from all things.
这是从新生命的角度，从另外一个角度，所有的罪这个。得救的人呢，所有的罪都已经被赦了，不再被神未来要审判。
Now I'm going to make a very strong statement.
今天我要给一个特别强的解释。
And we'll spend the rest of the morning proving this.
我们花一些的时间来证明这个解释。
If someone is born in God's Spirit and is a true believer, they can never, ever be lost.
那如果有人他真的接受了基督，他是真正在心里面接受重生得救的，那他永远不会失掉这救恩。
It's impossible for them to be lost.
是他不可能被失去的，一旦得救，永远得救。
Now we've talked about some of those things, and I'm just going to review them in the next few minutes. The reasons why that is so, and then we'll spend probably the rest of the morning looking at some scriptures that would seem to give trouble to what I'm saying.
所以今天呢，我会稍微解释一下，正面解释一下为什么这个逻辑是对的。然后我们花今天主要的后半段的时间呢，来找一些好像会攻击这个说法的一些给我们带来搅扰和困惑的经文。
So let's look at some of these reasons why I say it's impossible for a Christian to be a true Christian to ever be lost.
首先我们来正面看为什么按照圣经说呢，一个真的信徒是不会丢失救恩的。
The first thing is that our salvation does not depend upon ourselves.
那第一呢，就是我们的救恩不是基于我们自己。
That's a very weak foundation, is it not?
我基于我们自己这个基础就很虚弱了。
To think that we can build our eternal security on our own feelings or our own understanding or whatever it might be, it's not ourselves.
所以如果我们要基于我们自己的感觉，我们自己的体会啊，觉得好像我们有永恒的救恩啊，这个是不可靠的。
Instead, our eternal security rests upon the eternal Word of God.
所以永恒的救恩，它的永恒是基于神永恒的话语，是基于神的永恒。
That is foundational.
所以这样的一个基础是很重要的。
If you have any doubts, go back to the Word of God. It will say the same thing every time.
如果你开始怀疑啊，你是不是得救了？你回到神的话语，你就知道话语是不变的。
For example, the Lord Jesus says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they will never perish."
所以，比方说某处，耶稣说呢，我给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
Says, "I give unto them." And the word never perish is very, very strong in the Greek.
所以他说我给是很清楚，是永生是从他出的。然后呢，永不灭亡，这个永不在希腊文里面是非常强的语气词。
Someone has said that if you were to use in English at least to translate that, the strength of that never, you'd have to use it 5 times. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Never, 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 never perish.
所以如果呢，因为我们用的是英语的译本啊，但如果你用这个希腊文的原文呢，如果你要忠实于原文的那个语气的强度，用英语的同等的强度来表达这个希腊文的原文呢，要讲 never 写5次，就永不永不永不永不永不永不失去。
Now that's not just a theologian. That isn't a theologian talking here.
所以这个是一个神学的角度啊。
That is not some interpretation. It's not an interpretation. It's of some man, man's interpretation. It's the very words of the living God.
这是神的话，不是人自己靠思义解释的。
And then he goes on further to say there.
继续往下。
If you look in John chapter 10.
约翰的十章
and verse
27
he says my sheep listen to my voice
我的羊听我的声音
I know them
我也认识他们
I give unto them eternal life
他们也跟着我
and they shall never perish
他们永不灭亡我赐给他们永生他们永不灭亡
And no one can snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
And then he goes on to say that the very Godhead itself is involved in the security of the believer.
所以这里呢，他又讲到父也在永恒的救恩里有作用。
That the Father and Son, through the Spirit of God, are united in the security of the believer.
所以父、圣父、圣子借着圣灵啊，都是在永恒的救恩确据里面是合一的。
And so it says here, my Father, verse 29,
29节
who has given them to me, is greater than all.
但我父把羊给我，他比万有都大。
And no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
I and my Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Now, we looked last week at Romans chapter 8, where Paul says, I'm persuaded that no principalities, no spirits, nor anything in the future, anything in the present, Nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
上周我们讲到约翰福音八章那个罗马书八章的时候，我们都知道那里的经文说呢，没有什么能与我们是与神的爱隔绝啊，讲了很多一系列的项目。
Now, besides the Word of God, we have faith in the promises of God. That's a very sure foundation. What does the Word of God actually say then about salvation?
所以神的话是怎么讲到救恩的呢？
Well, first of all, we rest our salvation on the Word of God. And the Word of God says there in Hebrews chapter 10, 14. Please go there.
我们来看一下希伯来书的十章十四节。
The sacrifice of Christ has perfected, that is, in the mind of God, as far as God is concerned.
所以神的救恩呢、啊，耶稣的救恩在神的那里是，一次献上就完全了。
In verse 14 it says, Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever.Those who are being made holy.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Now there we find two things here that I'd like to briefly look at.
这里呢，我们看见两件事情，我们要简单看一下。
The first is that he has perfected forever. That is a finished work, not only in time, but for all eternity.
这里他说叫得以成圣的人永远完全，这不是在时间里的，所以这是在永恒里已经做完了的。
The phrase perfected forever means that in God's eye, He sees the believer in the Lord Jesus perfect in Christ in all eternity.
这就意味着呢，这节经文意味着在神的眼里啊，那信靠耶稣基督的，已经无论在时间里还在永恒里，都已经是洁净的。
So I think we understand that, right?
所以我们知道呢，我们是理解这个事情的。
That in fact, we are made perfect in Him. The sacrifice of Christ was acceptable to God. It was complete. There's nothing else to do.
正是因为它完全了，所以没有什么可继续再做的。所以这样的救恩，这样的献祭呢，神已经得着了一切的代价了，所以没有可再加添的。
See, we can't do anything else to add to God's perfection.
所以我们做不了任何更多的事来增加这个完全上面再添什么东西。
Can man make the creation any better?
就像我们现在看创造啊，造的万有，我们能加一点什么，让神造的万物变得更好一点吗？
Usually, what man can do is we can barely maintain the creation, we usually cause more problems with environmental problems and ecological disasters. We can't improve on the creation, in other words.
所以你就看神造的这个地球万有就可以明白，我们能做的最好的状态就是保守这个创造，我们绝大部分时间是在霍霍这个创造啊、造把环境搞得很糟糕，这个我们没有能力，根本不可能把这个创造呢变得更美好，做不到这个。
Neither can we add anything to God's redemption.
同样的道理，我们在神的救恩上呢也加不了任何东西。
That is the new creation.
因为呢，在信里面得救的啊，都是新造的人。
Because that is, if anybody is in Christ, they are a brand new creation.
因为每一个得救的，在神眼里都是一个崭新的受造物。
So we can't add anything to that.
所以我们不能够再加添什么。
And that is perfected forever.
而且这样的完美呢，是到永远的。
By that one sacrifice for sins forever.
所以一次献祭就完全了。希伯来书十章十四。
But notice the last part of that verse.
啊，你看这节经文的后半段。
It says, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
就是那得以成圣的人啊，英语它的定语是放在后面。
That is a process that's happening in time.
所以它两个词的时态是不一样的，就两个讲得以成圣的这个时态呢，是现在正在进行的时态，永远完全呢是一个已经做成了的时态。
This is the difference between positional sanctification and practical sanctification.
这个的区别就是正在进行的成圣的状态和地位的成圣的状态的区别，所以有两个成圣的概念。
The first part of that verse is positional sanctification.
那第一个状态呢是地位上的成圣的状态。
That is, we have been set apart, that's what sanctification means. We've been set apart, perfected for all eternity.
那这个地位的成圣是指我们已经借着耶稣基督的血啊，在永恒里被分别为圣了，在神眼里我们是圣洁的。
But we're still in these mortal bodies.
但是呢，我们实际上还在我们的取死的肉体里。
We still have the old nature within that sins.
然后我们在罪里依然还有那老我的本性，犯罪的本性。
And so day by day, the Holy Spirit is leading us and sanctifying us every day.
所以同时呢，每一天在时间里，圣灵也带着我们一点一点的洁净。所以这个是一个不断进行的过程。
So you see the first part of the verse that in God's mind we are perfect in the future in eternity.
所以在神眼里，因着耶稣的救赎，过去、现在、将来的罪都赦了，他已在永恒里，我们已经是洁净的。
But until the day that we are received into heaven and our bodies are changed and this mortal puts on immortality, this old sinful nature is gone completely.God is working day by day in our hearts. And those who are being made, what's he saying here? That are being made holy or being sanctified.
所以他得以成圣的人呢，是一个什么状态？就是我们在取死的肉体，我们还没有见主面的之前，我们会一点一点，神的灵带着我们，在这时间里越来越像基督。直到我们见主面的时刻，就是我们的取死的肉体没了，就见到他。
Now, does everybody understand this? The difference between positional in the mind of God and practical day by day sanctification.
大家能理解这两个定义吗？一个就是地位上的成圣，一个是渐进式的在。时间上的成圣，时间里的成圣。
See, if you get them mixed up and think that your practical sanctification is your ticket to heaven, and you realize that you are incomplete that you still have a sinful nature and that you fail, you might think that you that failure is eternal failure.
为什么我们要把这两个事情提出来做对比？就是因为我们常感觉自己失掉救恩的时候，都是你在地上时间里成圣过程中失败的时候，你犯罪了，然后你把这样的状态呢，替代了你在地位上成圣的状态，你就会认为你失掉了救恩。
And you look inside and you see all this old nature there, and then you say, well, I mustn't be saved at all.
然后你看见你自己犯罪的后果，你就会觉得，哎呀，我肯定没有得救。我得救了，我怎么会做这个事情？事实上你误用了这个概念啊，你不应该把这个时间里的成圣，看成这个地位上的成圣。
Some Christians then are never get settled in their minds.
所以这就为什么很多的基督徒在他里面啊，一直没有得到那个安息，那个平安。
They can never rest really in the grace of God.
就他不能在神的恩典里啊，赦罪的恩典里得着平安。
And so they're continually on the edge.
所以他总是在那个边缘里啊，
很
自责。
They're looking in the wrong direction.
因为他看错了方向。
See, they're looking in for evidence of eternal life.
因为他往里看，往自己里面看，找那个自己成圣的证据。
They should be looking to the Lord Jesus for eternal life.
他要看永生的证据，不要看自己，他要看耶稣，他就看到了。
Because by that one offering, by that one sacrifice, he has perfected forever.
因为耶稣那一次的献祭，他就得着了永恒的完全，这个是不可更改的。
Don't look for perfection inside. Look for perfection in your Savior.
不用看我们里面的那个完美，因为我们的肉体是败坏的，要看那个救主的完美，因为我们的完美是从他那接进来，我是披上他完美的外衣。
Now last night we spent an hour and a half on the question. About the old nature. How do we handle the old nature then?
昨天晚上我们花了好长的时间在问答课的时候讲这个老我的概念啊。
Well, simply put, when he died, we died.
简单说呢，就他死了，我也死了。
And the question is that if it's all Christ that did it, can I just keep on sinning?
那问题来了，那如果都是他的，那我是不是就可以持续犯罪了呢？凡他都担当。
If I'm perfected forever, I can do what I want now.
如果他都已经许诺我，我在永恒里就是完美的，那我现在想做什么就做什么。
Now that's a faulty argument.
那这个又是另外一个角度，错误的论证了。
Because when you believe, you receive God's life.
因为当你相信的时候呢，你接受了神的生命。
A new nature.
那是一个新的生命。
That hates sin.
在所以这个生命本性是恨恶罪的。
That longs for purity and a communion with the Father and the Son.
这样的一个生命，它是盼望与神的性情有份，盼望跟神在一起的。
You receive a nature that doesn't want to sin.
所以这样的一个本性，当你接进来的时候，它是不愿意去犯罪的。
And so that's a misunderstanding.
所以这样的一个误解呢，是不对的。他认为，我有了这个神的应许，我就可以瞎犯罪。这个是他误解。
Because a believer has two natures then.
因为真正的得救的基督徒里面会有两个本性。
The old nature.
一个老我的本性残存在肉体里。
And the new nature,
一个新的从圣灵重生来的本性，是我们里面的新的新造的人。
And the old nature was God sees it as crucified with Christ on the cross.
所以我们的老我的呢，在神眼里，他已经在跟着耶稣基督在十字架上已经死了。
He didn't just put your sins on the cross, he put you on the cross.
所以他不但把你的罪放在十字架上，他把你的老我也放在十字架上。
Christ did not just bear our sins in the plural. But he bore our sin nature.
所以十字架啊，神耶稣基督不但担当了我们罪，罪呢就是一切犯罪显明的那个罪本身，他还担当了我们犯罪那个本性，一个是 sins， 一个是 sinful nature， 罪性。
So just as Christ died, you died as far as God is concerned.
所以耶稣死了 死的时候呢，我们也死了，我们罪也没了，罪性也都死了。
But when Christ rose from the dead, he rose in the power of an endless life.
但是呢，当耶稣从死里复活的时候呢，我们也会同他一起复活。
Then he was ascended to the Father's right hand and sent the Holy Spirit into the world.Into the hearts of everyone who believes.
然后耶稣复活以后，他就升天啊，坐在父神的右边。父神就差圣灵下来，进到每一个圣徒里面。这就五旬节了。
And so the believer has the old nature is still there, but it has been superseded by a greater power.
所以在那个时候呢，圣徒发生什么呢？就他的老我呢，虽然在神眼里。地位上已经没有了，但在时间里他 还在，直到他死的那一刻还在。但是呢，新我进来以后，就进到了这个里面，新我是存到永恒的，所以新我是有更大的权柄。
As Paul says in Romans chapter 8, that the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
所以那赐生命的灵啊，在我里面是要胜过那犯罪的律，是生命圣灵的律。
Maybe we should go there. Romans 8, chapter 8, Romans 8, and verse 2.
罗马书八章。
Well, verse 1.
八章一节。八章一节和二节，罗马书八章。
Romans 8, verse 1.And that first verse speaks that by one sacrifice he has perfected forever. That is, there is no judgment for one that is perfect, is there? And he says that in verse 1 of chapter 8. Therefore there is now no condemnation, no judgment for those who are in Christ Jesus.
八章一节，如今那在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Then in verse 2 is that verse that I quoted, that there is a greater power now working in the life of the believer.
所以八章二节里面讲到的这个，它就有一个特别大的能力啊。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, that's a new law that's working now, by the new nature.
因为借着耶稣基督，它里面，我们人里面有一个新的律，就一个新的生命。
The law of the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit that it was sent by the Father through the Son.
所以这是借着圣灵啊。因着父神的旨意赐给我们的。
The moment you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you passed out of death into life and you received the Spirit of God.
你信的那一刻，你就出死入生了，圣灵就住到你里面来了。
So he said, this law of the Spirit of life is more powerful than the old nature which used to rule you when you were unconverted.
所以这里讲到一个重要的属灵事实，就是我们从基督得的，从圣灵得着那个赐生命圣灵的律啊，是比原来老我犯罪和死的律要强得多的。
Because the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律啊，释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
The law of sin and death is that.We die because we sin.
这个罪和死的律是因为我们死了，是因为我们的罪。
And we sin because we're sinners to begin with.
那我们犯罪是因为我们一开始有犯罪的本性，生来是这样。
So there's an inevitable law that is working in every one of us.
所以这样的一个规律啊，是一直在我们里面起作用的。
And there's nothing we could do about it.
所以我们对于这个呢，没有什么可以做的，更多做的事情。
You can't. People try religion. They try all kinds of things to try to overcome this law of sin and death.
所以人会花很多时间，是各种的宗教啊，想去胜过这罪和死的律。
Now, one of the greatest of human delusions is the fact that some religions they teach that this is a good thing, that there's a cycle of life and death continual.
然后呢，甚至有的宗教会把这个干脆就美化说成这是一个循环周期循环啊、人的循环就是这样，你总是要经历这些罪，然后再死亡。
What a terrible deception this is.
这是非常非常的就欺骗。
In other words, you are not you, you're just part of a bigger universe that you have no real personal value.
这潜台词就是呢，你其实根本没有什么价值，你只是一个大宇宙的一部分，那其实也没有什么意义，你的生命就没什么意义。
But that is so far from the truth because each one of us is a special creation of God.
这是真的很荒谬的事情，因为我们每一个人都是神特别造的。
We're individuals, and as individuals, we have an eternal existence, each one of us.
每一个人，我们都是永恒的存在啊！就是无论我们承认不承认，我们里面的灵都是永恒的。
Some believe in sort of a reincarnation where there a person is not a permanent thing. It's not permanent. We're not individually permanent.
我们个人也不是永远的。就是、对，有的人认为我们不是永远，但实际上我们里面的灵是存到永远。
And so that's a very great deception.
对，这个是很有欺骗性。
And no matter what you do, you can't break this law of sin and death. There's no way that we can break it.
所以无论你是怎么做，你是不能够破这个生命罪和死的律的，因为人人都会死。
Who do you know that ever lived forever?
有没有活到现在一直还活着的人
？Buddha, if he was real, did he live forever?
如果佛祖是一个真实的人的话，今天他也是死的。
The greatest monks, the greatest priests, the greatest people on the earth, they're all in their graves, aren't they?
一切的宗教的人物啊，那他们曾经无论多么有名，现在都死了。
There's only one person that has overcome death.
只有一个人，他胜过了死。
And he's done it for us all.
他为我们所做的。
That through death, he destroyed him who had the power of death, and he's released us through a greater power.
那就是耶稣了，他借着死败坏了掌死权的，他复活升天了。
But still, now we're talking practical. We're still living in with this old nature that is opposed to the.New nature.
所以我们现在还是在讲我们里面的那个老我的生命啊，还是一直在和这个征战呢、啊，在和我们的新生命征战。
Now I'm going to say something that may sound strange.
那我会说一些呢听起来很奇怪的事。
Don't fight the old nature.
所以不要和你的老我去抗争。
That sounds strange.
那听起来是不是，我们要对付老我这个词是其实是不正确的。
Don't try to overcome the old nature.
你不要去尝试着对付你的老我。
We're never told that in Scripture.
因为圣经没有这么告诉我们。
Is that any question marks?
现在大家是不是觉得很困惑呢
？What is he going to say next?
那他会说什么呢
？You see, God doesn't expect us to. Look at verse 3.
第三哈。
Now the law was.It was the perfect expression of God's will for man.
所以这个是一个神完全的旨意啊，向我们显明的。
If we wanted to tame the old nature, if we wanted to overcome the old nature, we would just keep the law, would you not?
如果我能够胜过老我，我就能守律法，其实也不需要救赎。
But he says here, the law was powerless to do what the law was powerless to do, no power in that. in that it was weakened by the sinful nature.
所以律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
Our sinful natures will not allow us to take some outward thing and to apply it, to put it down.
所以我们老我的本性啊，我们不可能许可我们找到任何外在的力量，包括我们自己想要的力量，能够去胜过它的。老我只有一个方式，死。
You know,
不是胜。
Oftentimes, the beginning of the new year, people they make New Year's resolutions, right?
比如说，我们新年哈，有新年的很多的节目，励志。
People want to turn over a new leaf in their lives. A new page, a blank page.
然后说呢，我每一年新开始的时候，都给自己一些很多的期望，觉得我今年一定要做到什么什么事情。
And they want to reform themselves.
他想改革自己啊，更新自己。
But people fail, don't they?
基本上都最终是失败的。
We're not to fight the old nature.
因为老我你没办法去跟他征战。
Let's do what God says to do.
你就让神。就是做神告诉你做的。
He says when Christ died, you died.
他说的当基督死的时候，你的老我已经死了。
He says, I want you to reckon yourselves, to account yourselves as dead with Christ, the old nature.
你要看自己的老我已经死了，你要看这个本体，你的本体是死的。
So you don't need to fight a dead thing.
你不会跟一个死的东西去抗争。
But you say to yourself, well, I thought you said the old nature was still there.
但你会说，那我还在啊，这老我不还在吗？
And it is.
是在。
However, from God's perspective, that's what we want. That's what God wants us to do, is to look at it from His perspective.
但是呢，你要知道，在神的眼里，他是没有了，没有就是没有。
He sees the old nature as crucified with Christ.
因为他看见你的老我已经跟着十字架一同被钉死。
The old nature as dead.
因为他的老我是死的。
And us as perfected forever.
那我们现在呢，在神眼里是完全的。
And so
also,
but then he says there, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.Has made me overcome the law of sin and death.
说圣灵的律啊，赐生命圣灵的律是让我们能够胜过罪和死的律。
So now the life that we live is lived by faith of the Lord Jesus. The new nature then we yield to, and we live out that life of Christ.
所以我们现在有的这个。生命啊，是借着耶稣基督给我们，我们能够把自己的信心交给他，而不是去盯着怎么去胜过罪。我们信，不是去是靠着信成圣，不是靠着胜过老我成圣的。
So let's sum up before we go on. That is, our eternal security rests upon.Belief in the Word of God.
所以我们永恒的救恩呢，确据呢，是基于我们对神的信心的。
It doesn't rest upon our feelings or our perceptions of how our life is going.
它不是基于我们的感觉我们的身体，我们生命是怎么样。
If we look inside, we see failure, and then we can say, "Well, I'm not worthy. I mustn't have eternal life."
如果我看我们自己呢，我们就说，哎，我不配，对吧？这个我根本不可能做得到。
We're to look to the cross where our old nature was crucified and dead.
但我们看十字架，我们就知道我们的老我已经死了。
And then in faith, we live out that new life that has been put into us.
然后我们借着信心，我们就活出那新生命，那新生命是放在我们里面的。
That the new life is more powerful than the old.
这新生命。它的本性是，比旧的生命的律是要强得多的。
And so we want to go back to John chapter 10 again.
我们回到约翰福音的十章。
And we want to just look at the Lord Jesus there, his, what he says in verse 27.
主耶稣呢在这里二十七节他说
My sheep, they listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
他说我的羊啊认识我的声音啊他们就跟随我。
Now there's another thing that I want to make, another distinction that I'd like to make today before our break.
那我们在休息前呢，我还要再讲一点东西。
The difference between relationship and fellowship.
就是关系和爱哈的区别是什么？
We talked about positional sanctification and we talked about practical sanctification.
我们刚才讲到地位上的成圣和时间里的成圣。
That's related concepts.
然后呢relationship 和 fellowship 也是相关的概念。
Now I know these are kind of big words, but it's good to be established in the truth.
所以听起来这个词有点大啊，大家耐心一点，要建立这个概念，这个对于基础的真理特别重要。
Now relationship with God is what we seek.
所以 relationship 就是关系，我们和神的关系是我们寻求的。
And relationship is established the moment you trust in the Lord Jesus.
这个关系什么时候建立呢？你信靠耶稣基督的那一刻就建立了，就像孩子生出来就建立关系。
So look to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的一章。
Verse 12.
一章的十二节。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, though to believe and to receive are the same thing as far as John is concerned.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人啊，信和接受都是一样的意思。
Believing is not just in the mind, it's also means to receive into the innermost heart.
所以他相信不是只是在头脑层面的，是要接到你心里来。
And he goes, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So now, the moment you receive the Lord Jesus, you have the authority of God himself to call yourself one of God's children.
所以你信的那一刻呢，你就有权柄啊。成为神的儿女，所以那个关系就建立了。
Now, if you're a child, you have a relationship with your parent.
所以你是一个孩子的时候，你刚出生的时候，你跟父母的关系就确立了。
When is that broken?
这样的关系什么时候会破裂呢？
Can the relationship ever be broken?
这个父子关系、母子关系能被破裂吗？不可能的。
But fellowship can be broken.
但 fellowship 可以的，就是爱的关系会的。
If a child is disobedient, the parent must act in a different way.
因为呢，当孩子不听话的时候，父母跟他之间就没有爱的联系了，但还是父子。
He must bring some discipline in there.
所以父亲会给他一些管教。
Until their fellowship is reestablished.
在孩子悔改之后呢，他们的这个 fellowship 又重新恢复了。
But all the time the child is out of fellowship with the father, the relationship is still there.
但是无论这个孩子是悖逆的还是顺服的，他们父子的关系都没有变。
He's still a son.
他依然是儿子，只是一个悖逆的儿子。
So there's a difference between fellowship and relationship.
所以这两个是有区别的，就是我们犯罪的时候会跟神失掉那个 fellowship。但永远不会失掉那个 relationship.
Relationship does not depend on us.
因为这关系 relationship 不是取决于我。
That's God's work.
因为是他的工作。
We believe and we are then taken into God's family.
所以我相信我就进到了神的家，就像孩子生出来，他就不能塞回去不生。
But to maintain that.The full relationship, to maintain that is fellowship, and that depends on us.
但是维持这个爱的联系呢，我们是有责任的。
So people get this mixed up, relationship and fellowship.
所以人们会把这两件事情搞混的，得救了以后经常搞混。
They say fellowship depends upon our walk before the Lord, whether we have fellowship with Him.
所以爱的关系呢，是取决于我们和神同行过程中的状态。
But as true believers, our relationship never changes.
但是如果是一个真的重生得救的信徒呢，无论这个同行的过程中，是好的还是不好的，悖逆的还是顺服的，他的关系啊，父子的关系都不会再改变。
Okay, so these are some concepts that we want to just discuss before we look at some objections to after our break. Some people have objections and they say, well, what about this verse? Or what about that verse? Or what about another verse? And I'm going to look at five different verses after the break. You may have other questions as well. These are questions that come up. For example, we have... Now, the first one is going to say, well, I know that nobody can snatch me out of his hand, but what if I decide that I don't want to remain in his hand?
所以我们先休息一下，之后呢，我会挑出五节的经文来，就是我们常听到反对一旦得救永远得救这个观点的。比方说，有的人会说呢，那我是知道他不会让别人从他手里夺去，万一我决定我不要再信他了呢？类似于这样的一个观点呢，我们在之后的一个小时，我们再来一个一个来看一下。
There's other questions as well, some difficult scriptures that often give people some problems. We can't look at all of them through scripture.
没有办法把所有的这个不同意见都拿出来，但是我们可以挑几个有代表性的，我们一起来看一下。
But we'll look at a few after our break.
那我们先休息一下，我们来看之后的。Okay. 我做一个祷告。你的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理。父啊，求您给我们谦卑的心，让我们真知道您是何等的有爱，让我们也愿意相信在基督里我们是完全的，愿意相信在永恒里我们已经有这确据。我们也知道我们在成圣的过程中常会经历这属灵的征战。我们要做的是看自己的老我是死的，抬头仰望您。我们就看见了那十字架上的基督。感谢主，我们求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，洁净我们的饮食。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Maybe I explain more on the traditional
prayer.
我们继续下半场做一个祷告。
Oh Father, we need your help today, Lord. We pray.
主啊，我们今天需要您的帮助。
That our hearts might be drawn to the truth of the Savior.
让我们的心能够被我们救主的真理吸引。
Lord, may we have our hearts and minds fixed upon you.
也让我们的心、我们的思想定睛在您身上。
And Lord, we would ask that you would enlighten us and by your Holy Spirit.
借着您的圣灵光照我们。
That we might see those things that you teach us today.
让我们看见您今天愿意教导我们的真理。
So we ask this today, loving Father, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So there, if you turn to John chapter 10 again.
我们再回到约翰福音的十章。
And verse 28. The Lord Jesus says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
No one can snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father and my Father are one.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
So, having read that verse, and other verses in the Scripture, there is nothing in heaven and in earth, past, present, or future, that can ever separate us from the love of God.
就像我们在八章罗马书八章所读到，无论是天上的地上的过去的现在的将来的，都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
No one can snatch us out of the hand of the Father.
没有人能把我们从父的手里夺去。
But what if I decide to turn back to get out of the Father's hand?
那万一是我决定，我决定我转身，我要从父的手里走呢？
Is it possible for a real believer to take themselves out of God's care?
一个真的信徒有没有可能使他自己能从神的手里走离开呢？
Is it possible to give back eternal life?
有没有可能把永恒的生命给还给主？
That's the question that's here before us.
这是一个问题啊，在我们面前今天。
Now,This question, if we look at it from a certain viewpoint, we'll see that this question makes no sense whatsoever.
我们仔细地看一下呢，我们就知道这样的问题其实没有什么道理。
You see, mankind was created with a free will.
人被造的时候有自由意志。
We still have a free will.
今天我们还是有着自由意志。
But that free will has been limited.
这个自由意志呢是有限制的。
People think that they can choose to do anything, that they're free to do everything.
就像人觉得自己可以有自由做所有的事。
But that's not true.
事实上这不是真的。
God in the garden gave man a test.
神在园子里呢给了人一个试验。
Man was innocent without sin.
在那个时候人是无罪的，是无邪的。
He could have lived forever. There was a tree of life.
他也可以活到永生，因为那里有棵生命树。
God made a special home in Eden for him.
神也在伊甸园给他造了一个特别的家。
It was a garden that God created in the land of Eden.
这个是一个园子啊，神在伊甸做的一个园子。
But he gave the man one test.
啊，他给了这个人呢一个测验。
In the garden, he also placed beside the tree of life another tree.
所以在伊甸园里呢，他不但有生命树，还有一棵树。
This tree was not to be eaten from.
这棵分别善恶树的果子是不能吃的。
It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
就是分别善恶树。
So God said, "Now, Adam, if you eat of that tree, you are going to surely die." In the day you eat it, you're going to die.
神对亚当说：“你吃的日子啊，必定死。”
Now we all know the story, and we don't need necessarily to turn to it. But what happened?
那我们都知道这个故事哈，我们知道，就不一定要翻回去。
The serpent came and deceived Eve.
我们知道发生的事呢，蛇来了，欺骗了夏娃。
He said to Eve, "God knows that when you eat of that tree, you'll be like him."
他这么跟夏娃说的，他说呢，神知道你吃的果，吃这果子的日子、啊、就会像神一样。
You'll know good and evil.
你就能分辨善恶了。
And so they ate.
他们就吃了。
Of that tree.
吃了那棵树的果子。
What happened?
发生什么了呢？
That day they began to die physically.
从那一天开始呢，他就开始死了。
But immediately upon eating, they were cut off from the very life of God, the fellowship with God.
他就像呢，从那一天开始，就从神的生命的源头啊，就像从一棵活的树上被砍下来。
In a sense, they died spiritually.
所以在那一刻，他在灵里就死了。
And they gained the knowledge of good and evil, but with the result that.They knew what was evil, but could not resist doing it.
所以在那一刻，他们是知道什么是恶了，但是他不能够胜过这恶。
And they knew ultimate good, but they could never achieve it.
他也知道什么是终极的善，但他也做不到。
And so, the history of mankind is one of sin, isn't it?
所以人类的历史其实就是一部罪恶的历史。
And sin, destruction, war, what man has done to man, And no one is innocent.
罪，然后彼此的伤害、征战，没有人是无辜的。
So man then, although he had free will to choose in the garden, he lost his free will when he sinned.
所以虽然人是有自由意志，但是他在吃了果子以后，他这个自由意志就丢了。
He was unable to completely choose the good.
所以他实际上做不到啊，去择善弃恶。
And he couldn't resist the evil.
他不能够抵挡恶。
So what happened? Man became a slave to sin.
所以之后呢，人的状态就是罪的奴仆。
And having become a slave to sin, he no longer has that freedom of will.
所以因着我们都是罪的奴仆呢，我们就没有的自由的意志的这个自由了。
He can still has the freedom to choose, but not to act.
所以他可以有自由的选择哈，但是他不能自由的行出来，他做不到了。
I mean, a person can act for a time, but eventually they'll slip back.
就算一个人他靠着自己努力可能可以做到一点点或一段时间里，但他一定会倒回去的。
And so we read that God's high standard, I'm not talking about human standards, I'm talking about God's standards.
所以我们不是在讲人的标准，我们在讲神的至善的标准。
And there's no one that can please God.
所以没有人能靠着自己的行为取悦神。
And so God had to send his son into the world to die.
神必须要差自己的圣子来世上死了。
As a sacrifice for man's sin and to redeem man who was lost.
作为人的罪的祭物啊，把人从失丧中拯救回来。
Helpless, lost, condemned in sin.
无助的失丧的在罪中被定罪的人。
The Lord Jesus now made a way whereby mankind would have a choice.
所以耶稣呢做了一条路啊，使人整个人类有机会。
They could choose the serpent's way, or they could choose God's way. They had a choice.
他们可以选择蛇的方法，也可以选择神的方法。
Now down through the centuries, there had been that choice as well.
所以整个几千年呢，都是这个选择都是摆在那的。
People like Enoch and Noah, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and others.
所以以诺啊、挪亚啊、以撒啦，这些人
，They died in faith.
他们都是在信心中死的。
They believed that God would send a deliverer.
他们都相信神会差一个救赎主来。
In the words of Job, he said, "I know my Redeemer lives, and on some day he's going to stand on this earth."
所以约伯记约伯说呢，我知道我的救赎主活着，有一天他必来啊，站立在这地上。
God had made a promise.
这是神的应许。
And by faith, those Old Testament saints looked to that promise of God.
所以借着信心呢，所有旧约及以前的圣徒们，他们都是期待这一天，期待这个人。
They realized they couldn't save themselves.
他们意识到自己没有办法拯救自己。
That they required a sacrifice.
那他们是用献祭来满足神公义的要求。
And so we see right in the very beginning, Abel sacrificing a lamb.
就在最初的时候，亚伯就是，献上一只羊做祭物。
We see Abraham offering sacrifices.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕也献祭。
Later Israel, the priesthood offering sacrifices.
那后面的以色列人祭司们也是献祭。
That was looking forward to the great deliverer that come. These people all died in faith.
所以他们所有这些人都是在盼望后面要来的那个。真正的祭物和祭司，他们都在信心里死的，没有看见那个弥赛亚。
But they all realized that in themselves there's none righteous, no, not one.
但是至少他们的心态都是心都是一样的，他们知道在他们里面全无良善。
Although they longed to do what was right, they always failed.
虽然他们期望能够做好，但是他们是失败的。
But in faith,
清楚。
But in faith, God covered their sins over with these sacrifices.
但是借着信心呢？借着他们的信心，神是除去了他们的罪，赦免了他们的罪。
Until the day that God would send the perfect sacrifice One sacrifice for sins forever.
所以直到那一天，神差那真正的祭司来，那一次献上，永远献上。
Now the Old Testament saints, they looked forward to that sacrifice that Christ would make.
所以假设你把这个放在时间里，旧约的人呢，全部是看到未来，他等候那个祭物要来。
We today we look back to that sacrifice.
然后今天呢，我们是在已经发生的，我们往回看，看那在过去已经发生的献祭。
But it's still a life of faith.
这两个都是要借着信心的。
So now, the question was, what if I choose not to stay in His hand?
那问题是呢，如果我选择我不待在他的手里。
Okay, that's now we're talking about a true believer here.
那现在呢，我们讲到真的信徒了。
He's received the Lord Jesus Christ, or she has received the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is resident in their hearts.
所以他真的信徒是接受基督，成为他救主呢，圣灵就住在他里面。
They are linked to God by the second birth.
所以他们是在第二次的生命里啊，跟神有连接的。
Now, what has happened to the old nature?
那旧我、老我发生什么了呢？
If the old nature that could not do good is dead,
因为老我没有任何益处了，它是死的。
The new nature is alive.
新我呢是生的，是生命的。
So, how can you give back a nature?
你怎么能把这个本性给回去呢？或者新的生命给出去，给回去呢？
How can that which is born of the Spirit, how can you give that back to God?
如果你是像生命生出来一样，借着圣灵生出来这个新生命，怎么能把这个新生命又给还去呢？
Now, we want to link this with the will again, looking at the will.
所以我们把这个跟我们刚才讲的自由意志再连起来。
We are not absolutely free to choose the way we think we can.
所以我们其实并没有完全的能力啊，来选择我们觉得我们能选择的那个能力，我们是没有的。
Remember Adam and Eve and all that lived, all of Adam's race. What have they done?
你想一想，所有的亚当及他的后裔，他们做了什么
？We've all sinned.
我们都犯罪了。
And fallen short of God's glory.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
In other words, in our lives we make choices, and those choices are often, most often, sinful.
所以我们经常会选择，各种各样的事情做在我们的生命里，但我们做的选择常是犯罪的那个选项。
We make choices sometimes that we know are harmful to us.
我们选择呢，有的时候甚至，是对我们有伤害的。
But we can't help ourselves.
但我们不能控制自己。
And so, are we free?
所以我们真的是自由的吗？
Now, before you were saved, you weren't free.
所以在你得救前啊，其实是不自由的。
You followed Satan.
对，你是跟随撒旦的，你只有犯罪的自由，没有不犯罪的自由。
Try as you might, you can't improve your life.
所以你尽你的全力啊，你想去提升你的生命，其实决定都不是善的。
Now, do you know what reformation means? To be reformed.
你知道改良是什么意思吗？
To an unbeliever trying to improve his life, trying to turn over a new leaf, to start a new chapter in their life.
这就是一个不信的人，他借着自己的努力想要提升自己的生命，让自己生命重新发芽，长出个新枝来，这就是改良了。
Some people, when they hear the gospel of the grace of God, they come under conviction by the Holy Spirit, and then they say to themselves, "I better become a better person."
所以我们举一个形象的例子，有一个人呢，他听了福音，他也觉得很有道理，所以他已经做了一个决定。他说，我要决定做一个更好的人。
So they make a resolution. They agree in themselves to do better in life.
所以他就做了一个立志，他说，我在我里面决定，我一定要活出一个更好、更良善的生命来。
Now what happens?
然后会发生什么呢？
Well, we have a scriptural illustration here in Matthew chapter 12.
我们来看一下，马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45.
这就是后面会发生的事了。
This is a little parable the Lord uses. And it says here, when an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid or dry places seeking rest and does not find it.
那马太福音十二章的四十三节啊，十二章四十三节，那个这是一个比喻啊，主耶稣的比喻。乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。
Did you read the verses 45 to verse 45?
Oh, no, only verse 43.
Okay. So, the evil spirit of man, you see, we're born into Satan's world, the god of this age.
所以我们是从这个世界的王生的，一开始就是从撒旦生的。
When Adam and Eve ate of that forbidden fruit, they came under the power of Satan. They put themselves under his power.
当亚当夏娃吃了善恶树果子之后，他们就把自己放在了撒旦的权势之下。
And then now, the children of darkness, the children of this world, they are under the power of the evil one.
然后这个世界的孩子呢，也生在那邪恶的势力之下。
Now this little story that the Lord Jesus gives illustrates what happens when someone wants to start a new life.
所以这个比喻啊，就是耶稣告诉我们，一个人如果他想要去得着一个靠着自己的力得着新生命啊，就是就会走上。
So, what this man says, those evil things I don't want to do anymore. The evil spirit, I cast them out of me. I don't want any more to do with that.
就像一个人立志说这些坏事我不要了。就好像赶鬼啊，把这个不好的这个东西我赶走了啊，我下决心我不要做坏事了。
He's an alcoholic and he says, no more am I going to touch anything else to do with.
一个酗酒的人说，我从今天开始我再也不喝酒了，我一点带酒精的都不碰了。
And so what happens? The evil spirit goes out of a man, goes through dry places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says.Verse 44, I'll return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept, clean, and put in order.
乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋里去。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。
So therefore, there's the heart of someone that is trying to turn over a new leaf.
这就是一个人他要想要重新发出一个新枝来哈，就让他重新改良。
For a time, everything goes fine.
过有一小段时间呢，看起来这个是有效的。
You make a list, checking off the list, doing everything right.
他做一张单子，在上面单子上写我自己要做的事情，一项一项勾。
And then he thinks he's doing fine.
然后呢，一小段前面一段时间，你会发现很有效。
What happens?
后面会发生什么呢
？Those sins come back.
那些罪会再回来。
And they find a renewed power within that place.
他们会在里面找到一个更强的力量。
And so then he goes in verse 45 and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they go in and live there.And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That's how it will be with this wicked generation.
便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在里面。那人幕后的景况比先前更不好了。这邪恶的时代也要如此。
So that's an illustration of that reformation is useless.
所以这就是告诉我们一个形象的比喻，改良主义是完全不可能的。
That the human cannot resist.The evil. He cannot do the good.
因为人是不可能抵抗恶的，是做不到。这是肉体去对抗灵的律，肯定失败。
Now I don't mean on a human level, because people, you know, they may give alms, they may love their children. Those are all good things.
对，我不是指在人性的层面啊，那我们人性层面会有比方说有人会愿意做慈善捐钱出于爱啊，那出于爱我们也对孩子有爱，这些都是好的。
Now on human standards, that's perfectly acceptable.
在人性的角度呢，是人性的标准上呢，这是非常好的。
But with God looking on, can we say that our motives are pure, absolutely pure in the sight of God?
但是呢，问题是，如果从神的角度看我们的心，我们能说我们每一件这样的事的动机都是好的吗？
If you examine very carefully the way you say some people give to say a poor person,
如果你仔细查考，比如某一个人他要把钱给到一个穷人，
is it to make you feel better or to relieve some guilt that you might have?
也许这样的事呢是会让你自己感觉更好，或者拿走你里面的一些负罪感。
Even on loving our children are often motivated by selfish things.
即使有的时候我们对孩子的爱啊，里面的动机也是会有些自私的。
Someone who spoils their child doesn't love them really in the sight of God.
甚至有一些溺爱孩子的，在神父神的眼里，其实都不是在爱孩子。
Yet we've all spoiled our children.
我们都会。就是对孩子会有溺爱。
So when I talk about trying to do good, I'm not talking about on a human level.
对，所以我们是在说呢，我努力想成想做好事里面的动机啊，其实未见得是。
I'm talking about on a God level, on God's level, looking at us and the in our hearts, the motives.
因为神是看人的心的，像三尖两刃的刀一样，看我们的动机。
Now, what is all this to do with this?Question that we asked in the beginning.
那这个跟我们的一开始的问题有什么相关性呢？
What if I choose not to stay in His hand?
那为什么我如果选择不在他的手里会怎么办？
What if I choose not to be a Christian anymore?
如果我选择不再成为一个基督徒？
I'm going to say this: You don't have a choice.
那我要告诉你呢，其实你没有选择。
You had a choice once.And that was to choose either the devil or choose Christ. That's the choice, the only choice you have.
所以我们只是一次做了选择，这个选择是自由意志的选择。我选择跟随撒旦还是选择跟随神？
Because if you choose the devil, you're going to be still under his power as a slave. Not only a slave to Satan,But a slave to sin.
所以我们选择魔鬼的话呢，我们就不但是成为撒旦的奴仆，也是罪的奴仆。
The scriptures are very plain about that. You can look at multiple places in the scriptures where it talks about the natural man is a slave to sin.
所以你会看见圣经里满了这样的经文，告诉我们一个普通人，一个自然人啊，他其实就是罪的奴仆。
A slave has no will of his own.
因为奴仆其实是没有自己的意志的。
He may not like what he has to do, but he doesn't have any choice, does he?
其实有的时候你看他好像他决定做这个做那个，其实他不是，他没得选择。
Now, if that's the case with the unbeliever, what about the case with the believer?
这个对于不信的人是这样，对于信的人这个是个什么情形呢？
The moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, as we mentioned, you receive the very life of God, a brand new nature.
你那信靠耶稣基督成为救主的那一刻呢，你已经接受了一个新的生命在你里面。
A nature that cannot sin.
那个生命是不能犯罪的。
So that new nature now is more powerful than the old nature.
所以这个新生命是比你的老的生命更强的。
And in God's purposes and plan, the old nature is crucified on the cross. It's dead.
所以神的计划里呢，旧的生命已经跟着耶稣在十字架上死了。
And he has perfected forever those who believe.
然后他使那些信的人啊，在永恒里已经完美了。
And so you don't have a choice anymore because you're under a new master.
所以你也不可能再有选择的，你自己的觉得选择的自由了，因为你是义的奴仆了，你有一个新的义的主人了。
And that new nature will always say.I don't want to leave my Lord.
因为那个新的新我的他也一直会说我不要再离开我的主就是神了。
No matter what circumstance may, you may find yourself in,
无论你在什么样的环境里你都不会愿意离开。
No matter what wars, conflicts, what problems, what sorrows you may encounter,
那无论你是什么样的哀伤环境困难你碰到了你都不会再离开。
You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. You don't belong to yourself anymore.
因为你是被圣灵印上印的，所以你不再属自己了，是属圣灵。
You're not your own anymore.
你也不是自己的。
You're a slave now to Christ.
所以你是基督的奴仆人了。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
那林前的六章，哥林多前书六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章。
Verse 19.
六章十九节。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? First Corinthians chapter 6. Everybody got it?
林前的六章十九节。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头。
Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
你的身子啊是圣灵的殿。
You're not going to order the Holy Spirit around.
所以你不能够命令这个圣灵啊走来走去。
You can quench the Spirit.
你可以压制圣灵的感动。
You can grieve the Spirit.
你可以使圣灵担忧。
But the believer can never order the Spirit to leave.
但是你不能命令着圣灵离开，这你
做不到。He goes on to say this, you're not your own anymore.
然后十九节最后一说呢，并且你们不是自己的人。
You were bought with a price.
你们是重价买来的。
The Lord Jesus on the cross paid the price for your redemption there upon the cross.
所以耶稣呢是在十字架上付上了你赎罪的代价。
You were once a slave of Satan, but now you've been purchased by the blood, precious blood of Christ.
那你不再是罪的奴仆了，你是因着耶稣的宝血而买赎回来的。
And you belong to Him.
然后既然如此呢，你就属他了。
And you have no choice in the matter.
所以在这个意义上呢，你也不可能再有选择说，哎，我就不干了。
You don't.Have a free will anymore.
所以这个呢，所谓我们的自由意志在这里呢又没了。
Because that's a good thing too.
这是一个好事，对吗
？Because just like the Father, the Son, when he was on earth, what did he say? Not my will, but your will be done.
所以这就像圣子在十字架前的那天晚上说，不是我，愿你的旨意成全啊。按你的意思，不要按我的意思。
I do always those things that please the Father.
我做的一切事都是为了让父神喜悦。
And the new nature that we have implanted into us by the second birth, that new nature also pleases God.
所以我们借着信啊进来的新的生命，那个本性呢，也是取悦神的。
It desires what God desires.
所以他所想的就是神所想的。
The old nature, as far as God is concerned, is dead.
所以我们的旧我、老我呢，在神眼里已经死了。
So now, how can you say I'm going to take myself out of the Father's hand?
所以你怎么能说呢？我能够从父神手里走出来，这是不可能的。
One that is truly born again will cannot even say that.
对，就是那真正重生的人呢，是不可能这么说的。
Any more than Christ could have sinned against his Father. Can the new nature sin against God by saying, "I don't want you anymore"?
就像圣子不可能对着父神犯罪啊，我们也不可能对着神说我不要你，我要离开。真正重生得救的人不会。
So, any questions on that?
大家有什么问题吗
？Is there still any lingering doubt? I hope I've explained it in a certain way here. He says, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me, and I give to them eternal life. They will never, 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 never perish.
所以我的羊听我的声音啊, 他们也跟随我, 我把我的生命给他们, 他们永不丢弃, 永不灭亡。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, please.
我们看马太的七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太七章。
And verse 23.
七章的23节。
No, verse 21.
21节。
The Lord Jesus here is talking about false prophets, false believers.
耶稣在这里讲到假先知、假信徒。
Many who make false professions.
很多是, 假的宣称啊。
We have been talking that a true believer can never be lost and will not ever say, I don't want to be part of the Lord anymore.
所以我们讲到了新的, 真正的重生的, 新的生命啊, 圣徒, 他是不可能 被丢失, 也不可能跟主说, 我不要再做你的门徒。
But here we find something else. Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的不能都进天国。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
The Lord Jesus one time was asked the question, what can we do that we might work the works of God?
可能是说，如果我行了父神让我所行的事，又怎么样呢？ It's John 6.
Is it John 6? Yeah, John 6:28.
Yeah, yeah, 6:28. 对对。
Okay.
6, yeah.
How did you find so fast?
Because I thought it should be that verse.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's the word. What must we do to do the works of God?
对，所以二十八节六章约翰福音六章二十八节，众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？”
Okay. Here, the Lord answers in verse 29.
29节。
Here's the work of God for you, to believe in the one He has sent.
耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，就是做神的功。”
That's a simple thing, isn't it?
这是个很简单的事，对不对？
See, they wanted to find out what they could do so that they could assist God.
所以他们总是在想啊，众人在想，我能做些什么来帮神。
Now, there's pride in that question, isn't there?
这样的问题里其实是有骄傲的。That's
religion.
这就是宗教了。Religion
is, what can I do to impress God?
宗教总是说呢，我能做什么让神能够满意呀？
The Lord Jesus said, there's nothing you can do to impress God. You just believe in the one that He has sent.
所以神告诉我们的，你要想做什么，你肯定不能取悦神，你要做的就是信。
Now here back in Matthew chapter 7,
我们回到马太的七章。
It says, those that were saying, Lord, Lord, there were many that came to the Lord Jesus.
所以那些称呼我主啊主啊的人，其实有很多人都会到耶稣面前去。
They wanted to do the works of God.
他们也想做神的工。
And so they could copy the Lord Jesus.
所以他们也可以跟随啊，就做跟耶稣一样的事。
They thought they could do the same as him.
他们觉得，哎，我可以跟耶稣做一样的。
But the Lord Jesus says, there, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only you who does the will of my Father in heaven. And what is that will? To believe, is it not?
所以这里我们凡称呼主啊主啊不能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的。天父旨意是什么？我们刚才读的经文已经知道了，就是信嘛。
The Christian life is one that begins by faith. It proceeds by faith, and it ends with faith.
所以基督徒的生命是因信得救，因信成义，因信直到永远的。
And so, the doing the will of the Father is to believe in the one that He has sent.
所以父的旨意就是信父差来的那一位，就是基督了。
But then he goes on to say, many will say to me in verse 22, he goes, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Didn't we do the works of God? We imitated you.
所以二十二节，当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我们不是奉你的名模仿你做很多事情吗？
But they missed out something very important, didn't they?
但这里呢，他们唯独把最重要的一个给丢了。
It's not what we do for God, it's what He's done for us.
所以真正的生命得救不在乎我们替神做了什么，而是你是不是知道他替你做了什么。
What is the work of God?
那神的工是什么呢？
To believe in the one that He has sent.
就是要信呢，信那神差来的那一位。
So the Christian enters the Christian experience by faith, continues by faith, all through his life. It's a life of faith.
所以我们是因着信进门的，也是因着信成圣的。
Is what the Lord Jesus going to say to these people that said that?
那就是耶稣要对这些人说的。
All their efforts at trying to impress God are useless.
所以他们一切的努力想要取悦神，都是无益的。
And we say, well, don't feel sorry for them. What they did is their pride was saying, I'm just the same as you, God.
所以他们里面的心呢，其实是很大的骄傲，他们觉得我们可以跟神做一样的事。
Isn't that what the devil said to the woman? You will be like gods, knowing good and evil.
就是蛇向夏娃所欺骗他时候所说的逻辑啊，你看你吃了以后就跟神一样了。
And that's all human religion is like that.
所以人的宗教呢，总是鼓励你去好好做，做得像神一样好。
It's telling God, look how good I am.
然后告诉神，你看我有多好。
I'm as good as you.
我就像你一样好。
But the Lord Jesus said, Lord, that the Lord Jesus will tell them plainly, verse 23, I never knew you.
所以二十二节，耶稣很明确地告诉对方说，我不认识。
Away from me, you evildoers.
你们这些行恶的人呢，离开我去吧，我从来不认识你们。
But what does the Lord Jesus say there in John chapter 10, verse 27?
那耶稣在十章的约翰福音十章的二十七节说什么呢？
My sheep are different.
他说我的羊啊是不同的，他听我的声音。
They listen to my voice and I know them.
他听我的声音，我也认识他们。
And they follow me.
他们也跟随我。约翰福音十章二十七节。
And so, what do I choose not to stay in his hand is not a question, is it?
所以我是不是愿意待在他手里，现在已经不是一个问题了。我们知道我们不可能拒绝。
It makes no sense whatsoever. It's the same as if the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to do my own thing now.
所以耶稣说的他要做他自己的事了。
But he didn't. He always did the will of the Father. And so the new nature that we have will always want to do the will of the Father.
那他自己的事呢，就是他要完成父神的心意。我们也是一样，我们想要做的一切事都是要完成父神的心意。
And they will follow the marks of the sheep.
他们就会跟随羊群的。
What are the marks of the sheep? They hear his voice continually. He speaks to them all the time.
那羊群是怎么来分辨牧羊人呢？就是他听见他的声音就分辨了。
He knows them and they know him.
彼此都知道啊，神知道我们羊的名字，羊也知道神的声音。
And they follow him.
他们就跟随他。
And so there's no desire for the sheep to follow another. They only follow the good shepherd.
所以那个羊里面呢，他是没有那个愿望想去跟随其他的人，他们就只跟随着牧羊人。
And so that question, can I choose to get out of his hand? Can I choose to go back? The question there is, a person that does that has never been born again in the first place.
所以我们回到这最终的问题，那我能选择我说我不要耶稣了吗？这个问题的答案就是，实际上这个人他就没有得救。
Oh, they may have done.
一开始就没有相信耶稣。
They may have done great things.
甚至你说，哎，我也奉着耶稣的名做了好多很大的事。
There have been preachers in churches.
他们甚至说呢，哎，我在教会还是讲传道人呢。
Stories of old days in times past rather, of preachers that preached, people were getting saved and they themselves were not saved.
甚至有这样的情形，有的人拿出圣经来讲，听的人都信了，只讲的人自己没有信。
Of course, those are in some denominations where the gospel is not really preached in all its clarity either.
对，有一些的宗派会有这样的问题，也是不信派。
So, the question then, if we have that new nature, it will never go against itself.
所以只要你真的有那本性呢，有那心我是不可能去回去的。
So when the Lord Jesus says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish.
这就为什么耶稣说，我给赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
That eternal security is absolutely secure.
永恒的确据啊，真的是确据的。
And eternal means eternal.
永恒就是永恒啊。
And life means life.
生命就是生命。
Eternal life,When does it begin?
永恒的生命是有开始吗？
The moment we trust the Lord Jesus, it's imparted to us.
我们只要信靠神，永恒的生命就进到我们里面来。
And when does it end?
它什么时候结束呢？
It has no end.
没有终点的，有终点就不叫永恒了。
Next week, well, let's just look at briefly. We got 4 minutes here.We'll look at one related verse.
我们看一个相关的经文。我们有剩下不多几分钟。
Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书二章。我们看一些相关的。
Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的二章。新约彼得后书比较靠后了。
And verse 20.
二章的二十节。
Now, verse 1 of chapter 2.
二章一节。
This is the background. The context of this chapter is false prophets and of old and false teachers today.
那彼得后书二章的整个背景就是在讲今天的假师父、假先知、假教师。
They introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them.
所以他们甚至连买他们的主啊也不承认。
So the subject of chapter 2 is all about the false teachers.
所以二章一直就在讲假教，假教师带来的危害和他们的灭亡。
But there's a verse 20 is verses 20 to 22 that give some Christians a little problem.
所以这个二十节到二十二节呢，给一些的基督徒有困惑。
Verse 20 to verse 22, I'll read it. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. Of them the proverbs are true. A dog returns to his vomit, and a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
那倘若他们因认识主、救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住、制服，他们幕后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗话说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Okay, so here we have very quickly the topic. You remember is false teachers, not just ordinary Christians.
所以注意啊，我们为什么讲这一段，是因为这个的背景就是在讲假教师，他不是一个普通人。
And so what is these false teachers, they're teaching not Buddhism or Islam or atheism, philosophy, they're teaching Christianity.
这些假教师不是在讲其他的宗教，不是在说佛教、伊斯兰教，他在讲基督。
And the world is full of these men and women in our colleges and so on.
那世界满了这样的人啊，甚至在我们的学校、大学里都有。
Doctors of theology who are unsaved and teaching terrible things.
比方说神学院有一些这个神学的教授，那他自己可能没有得救，但他还也在讲神学。
And one case that's very close to me, as he was my son-in-law at one time, was a young man who, a very brilliant man, got his doctorate in theology. But he turned out to be a homosexual and is now in teaching in Edinburgh, Scotland, and writing books regarding in the Church of England. He has a big influence there.
我就认识这样的一个人哈，从他年轻时候开始，他读神学，而且读到博士，读完以后呢，他选择了同性恋啊。然后呢，他就又去了爱丁堡的一个教会去服侍，在那里呢，他也成为一个作家，为英国的国教会写了很多的书，成为一个非常有影响力的人，也教书，那就这是一个典型的例子。
He had gone to, he grew up in a Christian home, went to University Chapel.Went as a boy to Anvil Island, but he grew up to be an apostate.
那他是在基督徒家庭长大的，那也是从小就在教会一直成长，然后后来呢也去了 Anvil Island 哈，然后最后其实走了一个背道的路了，就是背弃了真理。
And he has become a powerful advocate of homosexuality in the Church of England.
所以他是在英国的国教会里面是特别热衷推行基督推行同性恋的，在教会里面推行。
This is the type of man that Peter is addressing here.
所以这就是彼得讲的这类的例子。
When he was a teenager, he was a very clean living young man.
当他在孩子的时候，他年轻人的时候呢，他是个非常洁净的人。
He was an example to all in his school.
他是在他学校里的每个人的榜样啊。
And verse 20 it says they escaped the corruption in the world by knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. That is not experiential knowledge. That's just knowing the truth in their minds.
所以他们背离他们的圣命哈，传给他们的圣命，这并不是说他从心里接受的，他只是在脑子里觉得有道理，他记得的这个知识，仅此而已。
They escape the corruption. He escaped the corruption that is in the world, but eventually it found him, and he was overcome by it.
所以，倘若他因认识主救主基督这样的认识，是我们刚才讲的是脑子里的，不是心里，所以他得脱离世上的污秽，这样的脱离也是暂时的。
And he's worse off now at the end than he was at the beginning. It says verse 20.
所以，他末后的景况比先前更不如，这就跟刚才那个七个鬼是一个意思。
So he says there in verse 21, it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them.
所以他们晓得义路竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，还倒不如不晓得为妙。
Now are we talking about Christians here?
所以我们这里是在讲得救的基督徒吗？
No.
不是的。
Because the example that he gives makes that very clear.
因为这里给的例子非常清楚。
He gives an example of two unclean animals.
因为他给了两个不洁净的生物。
A dog and a pig.
一个狗一个猪啊，这都是不洁净的。
In the scriptures they are pictured as unclean animals.
因为在圣经里呢，狗和猪都是代表不洁净的生物。
And the unclean animal represents the non-believer.
所以不洁净的生物就代表不得救的人。
But remember what the Lord Jesus called his own?
那耶稣管他自己的叫什么？
He says, my sheep.
他叫我的羊。
That's a clean animal.
所以羊是个洁净的生物。
My sheep hear my voice.
他说我的羊听我的声音，
I know them.
我认识他们。
And they follow me.
所以他们也跟从我。
If he had meant Christians here, he should have said, well, a sheep fall into the mud, but it's not a sheep.
所以如果他这里真的认为这些人一开始就是得救的，后来又不得救了呢，他就不应该用狗和猪，他应该说这只羊最后呢又走到泥地里去了，这个会比较合适。
He's speaking of those that have never been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
耶稣在这里，圣灵在这里讲的意思是，这些从来他就没有洁净过，就是一开始就是不信的。
They're still unclean in the sight of God, not cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他在耶稣的眼里，在神的眼里，就还是不得救。
Next week we'll look at a few more.
我们还会再看几个
problems that people raise.
就是我们经常会碰到的被提出来的问题。
So we'll ask our brother Long if he would just make if you got any further remarks to make or pray.
Yeah, we just pray. Okay.我们做一个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的话语啊，让我们明白我们要的就是信靠您，因为这是得救的唯一的方式，是吧？不是从脑子里，而是从心底里接受基督成为我个人的救主，是吧？盼望每一个人都是这样来到您面前因为若我们走了这一步，做了这重要的选择，我们就永不失丧，是吧？谢谢您给我们这得救的确据和借着这确据而来的平安和喜乐，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。